So here we have Sefer Eish HaMayadim. Thanks to Menachem, we have this Sefer. We used it last year a good amount in dealing with the Shevavim. And now it's going to be helpful in a brief discussion on Chanukah. It's on Daf Kuf Aleph in Eish HaMayadim. We have the handouts. So let's begin with the following question, perhaps the most famous question all of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the very famous question of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef's question is, we have 8 days of Chanukah celebrating 8 Nisan, but L'chor, day one is not an Nes. What's the Nes of day one? And many answers are given, and Beis Yosef brings 3. So, Sfarim bring the following teretz, and my Rebbe goes with this bi'ikr, and it's a hakdama to what we're going to see tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. That the light of Ner Chanukah is not an ordinary night. The light is a different type of a light. The light of Ner Chanukah is the light of the Or HaGanuz. So, Mamela, the nes of night one is that they were madlik what they thought was going to be a regular hadlakas neiris. It turned out that the or which they were madlik was the or ganas. That's an ace. That's probably the shayrish of all the teretzim. Because really what that teretz is suggesting is that the or which was brought down through the halakha was an or ein sof. So because the or itself is Ein Sof, so it allows for infinite, endless possibilities. So it could be said that Nichlal in this teretz is all the other teretzim. Once you've established that the or, which was Nisgalef for the Chashmonayim, was the Or HaGanuz, that's the teretz which allows for all the other teretzim. B'derech Mashal, you would say that if there's a tree, then this is the bark of the tree. Then all the other terutzim would be branches and offshoots of this teretz. That it was the Or HaGanuz. Now what that means that it's the Or HaGanuz is, of course, endless explanations. And what the deepest sugis in all of Pnimius HaTorah is to try to understand what is this Or HaGanuz. And of course, ultimately, it's something which is higher than Seichel. But it has very real implications in the whole Seder, what we do on Chanukah, every aspect of halacha, minag, comes back to this idea of how the Or HaGanuz permeates the Yontif of Chanukah. And we're going to see what's very nice about the Sefer is that it comes out a shtickle, hadracha l'maisa, but a very real application. So let's see what he says here in Daf Kaf Aleph. Nitzuach b'derech shel hod. So it's impossible to discuss Chanukah properly in Pnimius without a discussion of the spheres. It's a real chizik for us that we spend a lot of time delving into the Yom Tov and b'derech Pnimius, but I'm sure you've seen, I've seen in my, over the course of my short life, and I'm sure you've seen as well, is that your exposure to Pnimius HaTorah has opened up worlds of understanding, yontivs, mitzvahs, Avodas Hashem, in ways which you never imagined before. And that comes along with an understanding of the Sfira's particular, because the Sfira is really the Neshama. It's the attitude, the personality of everything which we encounter. And every Yontif has its own personality, has its own flavor, its own Givun. And of Chanukah, it's Hor. And so the more that we delve into the very basic sugyas of the spheres and understand what is Hod, what are these spheres? These are the building blocks of creation, like we've said many times. It gives us an eye-opening understanding of Yontif, which we never would have imagined before. So however you may have understood Yontif as a yeshiva bachar, certainly in high school or elementary school, and then having come to a makom like Esh Kodesh or wherever you've gone, and you've been exposed to deeper, richer understandings of our Torah HaKdosha and the Messiah and Pnimius, you've come to see that you've only scratched the surface as to what we know in terms of the Yamin Tovim, And it's a very big accomplishment to realize that once I understand this and I see there's so much I didn't know, there must be much, much more than I don't know. The Tachas Hayediyah Shalaneda brings us to a place of humility. That very much has a lot to do with what Chanukah is all about. So with that Hakdama, let's let the Macharbe speak now. Nitzuach b'derech shel Hod. Let's see how Hod will help us understand Chanukah. We've spoken about this in the past, but here's another way. We're kind of jumping into a piece, but it's what we need to take from this first paragraph, this first sentence, which is also a paragraph, is these next few words. Okay, with that introduction that the light of Chanukah is connected with Or HaGonos, let's see the next paragraph. So, but derech klal, the hashpa which we have in Golus comes by way of Netzach. Netzach and Hod are opposites. Yes, they work together, but one is the right side, one is the left side. As you can see from the word Netzach and Hod, that these are words which have two completely polar opposite explanations and definitions. So the Ari explains that the mahalich of Kabbalah Hashefa in Golus, bo'ifin klali, is through Netzach. Now, what is Netzach? Hari ha-teva ma'asir ha-sabor yizvarach. Hashem created something called Teva, and Teva conceals the Kodesh Baruch Hu's involvement in the Bria. V'lachin k'dei le-hiskar v'l'bori, yesh tzorech l'kabel z'ashbara derech minas ha-netzach. So in order to be able to uncover the Ribbono Shelem, to receive from Him, there needs to be an attitude of Nitzachon. He explains, al yedei sh'anu menatzchim es ha-metzias, that we look at the Metzias HaTeva and we're not fooled. Roim simes HaTeva v'loinoisin la'imakom. We say to Teva, you're just a concealment. We know the real score. Everything is the Borei Olam. And we overcome. We overcome the concealment, the hester of the Teva. We don't deal with the Chayshech. We go through the Chayshech into the Or. We're not phased. And it's through an attitude of we will not give up, we will persevere, we will see through this. We're able to come panim b'panim and to experience our lives at Avodas Hashem in a meaningful way. So here's where we come to a section in this piece where we need some background, but we've spoken about this in the past. That there's a pagam in Hod, and there's also a pagam in Netzach, but primarily in Hod, because of the Git HaNasha. The reason why Parshas Vayishlach falls out at the time where Chanukah is approaching is because the two things are connected. Vayishlach discusses the encounter with the Sarah Shal Esav, the pagam in Midas HaHod, and that's coming to tell us that since Hod is Nifgam and everything which it represents, so the Chanukah Yontiv is coming to be Misakin, the pagam in Hod. So because there's a pagam in Hod, so it doesn't allow us to interact with the Teva, with the Bria, in our lives through the Midah of Hod. Through the Midah of Hod, and therefore we come on to Netzach. So let's see. Ki b'ma'arechas ha'kol alas neged ha'tela Teva menatzchem rak b'derech shal Nitzuach. So again, our approach is one of Nitzuach. U'mayichichin kikadosh baruch hu ma'anegod lama l'mala b'derech ha'teva. And we are very strong about our opinion and about our emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu manig the world higher than Teva. I'm not fooled by Teva. Kamo b'Pesach, shaz nizgala koyecha b'Pesach Jesus Baruch b'shirim arachas ha-Teva. On Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed who's boss. He says, it seems like there's a Teva. I'm in control of the Teva. I will say what happens. So it was a nitzachon in the Teva. Aval ha-Teva atzma daim leichem neged ha-nagas ha-bori. It would seem that the Teva is something which the Ibishta has to reckon with. Like it stands in his way, kivyachal, that there was a teva that Bnei Yisrael should be in Mitzrayim, and in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take us out, he had to overcome the teva. He had to overpower the teva, which Paro seemingly had an achiza on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came into, to explain a little bit, he came into Pesach with his Shem Havaya. Moshe says, I'm coming by the name of Havaya, and Paro said, never heard of that. He pulls out the book of gods, he's flipping through the pages, I don't see anywhere here Havaya. Elohim, he knew good well. Because Yosef was in Mitzrayim, and Yosef spoke a lot about the Elohim. And so therefore, when Paro meets Moshe, and Moshe says, Hashem Havaya, he says, oh, you're from the Ivrim? You come from Yosef? So I don't know who Havaya is, because whenever Yosef was in, when I was dealing with Yosef, Tzofas Panach, he only said the Hashem Elohim. Take a look. You will not find anywhere in conversations that Yosef has with Pyro, a single mention of the Shem Havai. Elokim Pesronim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many answers to your dreams. Elokim. Because in Mitzrayim there's no Havai. And that's what we find repeatedly in Shmos and Va'era, that when Moshe comes in, he says, L'mantei dakeni Havaya, L'mantei dakeni Havaya. Hashem wanted to bring Havaya into Mitzrayim. By doing so, he broke a certain teva which Paro created, that it wasn't possible for Bnei Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim. Hence we say, if not for Kadosh Baruch Hu taking us out of Mitzrayim, hayu baninu, v'nei baninu, we should run apart from Mitzrayim, because it was something which became teva. The teva was that Yidden should be slaves to Paro. Meaning, in the same way that a bird flies and a spider spins webs and the sun rises and then it sets, the teva was, the Paro created a certain teva, Ha'elokim is gematria teva, that Yidden are slaves to Paro. It wasn't Shaykh to break the teva. It needed Havai to take Bnei Yisrael out, because it became so commonplace, it became so natural through their kishuf and whatever, that Yidden are slaves to Paro. So Havai had to come in, and Havai was a nitzachon. It was a battle. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu defeated the Mitzrayim. It was a nitzachon on the side of Kedusha to reveal the oneness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why the Sphira of Netzach corresponds to which Ushpiza?
Moshe.
So Moshe is the Goyal. And since he's the Goyal, he's connected to the Sphira of Netzach. So Moshe comes into Mitzrayim with Netzach, and he's Menatzeach Paro and Mitzrayim. That's why Netzach is gematria what? 148. Same gematria as Pesach. Pesach, Netzach have the same gematria. Because it was done by derech hanitzachon. Moshe was the goyel. Aaron was his right hand man. Aaron happens to be the sphere of Hod, because Netzach and Hod go together, like the right leg and the left leg. You may be able to use your hands separately, but you can't use your feet separately. You can't walk without right and left working simultaneously. So that's why it had to be Moshe and Aaron together. That tandem of Moshe and Aaron is Netzach and Hod. But since there's a pagam in the Hod, the Iker was done through Netzach, but that's not the Shleimus. Moshe was Menatzeach, but there's something left for Aaron and Kohen, and of course that's going to be the Antav of Chanukah. Shelcha Kayem Es LaNetzach, meaning Aaron is the Kohen Gadol who lights the menorah, and that's Chanukah, okay? We're not going to go down that avenue, but it's something to realize is what to explore there. So, let's continue. We're explaining the Inyan of Netzach. When there is an argument between two sides, two people. So, one will overcome the next. Either by using his hands or by using his words. Say, don't start up with me. So in this type of a matzav, ne'alam in this case here is from a lashon of ilam. So if the tzad hasheni is quiet, then the machlokes ends there, and then the nitzachon is obviously won by the victor, the one who was stronger. Aval kol zeh rak bechitzonius, but that's only true in chitzonius. Ve'ilu bepnimius libu adayin sane lachaver mevakesh laharelo. So if one gives up because Reuven was menatzeach Shimon, so it doesn't end the machloikas. It may end in the chitzonius machloikas, but there's still a feud in their hearts. There's a line which is sitting on top of him, and that's ma'akev v'zehu nitzuach v'derech shel netzach. That's a nitzachon. Okay? That's what's called a knockout. He knocked him out. Aval yesh derech nosefes bo mar'if ha'echad ahava v'chiba v'yididus al chaveiroi. Another way would be that if there's a feud between two sides, that one of them says, I'm going to love the next one so much. And he showers him with praise. His heart melts. And he's not going to start up with this person who's so sweet and so kind and so pure and so good and giving. So I want to be friends with that person. This is a nitzuach b'derech shel hod. asher nifka ba miyameinu. But this is not a mahalach which we have. How often do you see that? When two people get into machlekes, so the way that the machlekes end was because one person was chacham enough that he said, I'm going to love that person so much that it's going to end the machlekes. It's very, very rare. It takes a gavur rabba. I think I mentioned once before the story of the Oiv Yisrael, the Avas Yisrael, the Vizhnitz, that he once came to a city. I think a lot of rabbis would travel there, Groisvedon, so I think something like that. I'm very poor with the names and remembering places. But he was once there, and it was the place, again, which rabbis came to. But he made a makom there. And when he got there, there was a lot of hisnagdus in the town. Ad kedei kach, that whenever the Rebbe was walking on one side, so the misnagdim were very upset that the Rebbe was settling there, not just visiting there, that they would walk on the other side of the street. And some of the chassidim would say to the Rebbe, he says, I don't know if this is the place where we want to be. It doesn't look like it's going to be good relations with the people here. So the Rebbe heard that, and he thought, and he says, I have an eitz. He says, my eitz is that I'm going to love them so much that they're going to love me back. And he did that. And many of them were miskav and became mischazim, and there was a gevaldik relationship. But that was his eitzah. My eitzah is I'm going to love them so much until they're going to love me back. And that's why he was called the Avas Yisrael. And everybody knows about the Oyev Yisrael, that's the Apteraf, but there was also an Avas Yisrael from Vizhnitz 3 rabbis ago. And that was his eitzah. That's really this type of a mahalach, but it takes a gav rabba to do that. That if you see people that they hate you, that your solution is that I'm going to love them so much until they love me back. Am I in panim and al panim? It's a very high way to go, but that's a mahalach which is somewhat reserved for la'asalava. But this has a lot to do with Chanukah. Remind me at the end to explain that. Let's see. Now that we understand a little bit about Netzach, a little bit about Hod, why there's a pagam in Hod, but that's a much more beautiful way. So let's go to Vav. Hashpoa lekis b'chanukah derech midas Hod. Hini b'mochama ha'muna mul ha'teva nitzcha akoy muna sa'teva v'dasha Netzach kasher eser makus ha'ki yasem tzafa yikmo stiwas techi v'ha'teva v'chichu es ha'piusu ha'kshar akol misal mi'al ha'teva. So this milchama of emuna against the teva, the derech netzach was manifested, like we said, by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Aval adayim le'nitzchah emuna es ha'teva b'derech shel hod. But that was only a nitzachom mitzad netzach, but not mitzad hod. Otherwise, it would have been end game. We'd be celebrating Chanukah, not just Pesach, if it was b'derech hod. So we don't have that nitzachon of emuna b'derech ha'teva shel hod ad limei Chanukah she'oz nitzchu ha'chashmonayim es malchus yavim b'derech ha'teva l'chalutin. So what we find by the Chashmonaim is a defeat against the Yevanim b'derech ha'teva, within the teva, which is called Hod. Va'oz his barish HaKadosh Baruch Hu manegas ha'teva b'diyuk k'mo shemaneg me'al ha'teva. We see from the Nes of Chanukah that it's not that Hashem is menatzeach the teva, is that He runs the teva, He's the boss of the teva. There's no chilek between teva and Nes at all. Ve'lachim b'yom ragil. So on a regular day, and this is basically alluding to the words of the Ari, where the Ari talks about the spheres, and he says that the shefa which comes from what's called the Zer'amp into the Nikva is mitzad hanetzach. Because we turn to Netzach because when we see Teva, it's hard for us to recognize that the Teva serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's also coming in contact with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, l'malim in a Teva, no different than Teva. V'gam malchus yisparach misor memes ha'idin nitzuach ha'vi Hashem v'derech shon etzach ha'idin yishidu marachas ha'teva. And therefore, there is a certain Kiddush Hashem, a malchus of Hashem, which is nisgal and nisraimim, through this mid of Netzach, which is the staple. Aval pamachas b'shana yorid ha'shefa b'emsos midas ha'hod. The Ari explains that the shefa comes down by way of hod. What that means for us, b'derech chasidus and pinimius, will be mechanaga b'hem esgalu or haganas. So this hod is associated with or haganas. So now we're seeing a very important piece, how we began and where we're going to, that the midah of hod, the sphere of hod, and this nes of Yom Rishon, which really accompanies all the nights of Chanukah, is that it's a gilui manifestation of Dor HaGanus, are really one and the same. These two things go together. Hod is very much connected to the inyan of Dor HaGanus. And by the way, we said before that the nais of Chanukah, the first night, at least to answer the Reis Yosef's kasha, is that the halakha was a revelation of the Or HaGanus. So now, what's the nais of day two, if that's the case? So, meaning one of the challenges with this teretz and many other teretz in the Beis Yosef's question is sometimes when you answer the nais of first night, meaning you understood how there was a nais for seven nights, but what about the first night? Right, so the nais of the first night you're saying now is because it's Or HaGanus. Well, if the first night is Or HaGanus, that means the second night is not Or HaGanus, third night is Or HaGanus, so then what's the nais, second, third, and fourth, and fifth night? And have you answered that the nais of the first night but taken away the next seven nights? So then you've answered one night, but now you're stuck with seven more kashas. But the teretz is that the Or HaGanus is never the same. Every single day, if you're able to produce the Or HaGanus, it's not the same Or HaGanus as the time before. It's an endless light. So because endless is new, so day one is different than day two. It may be endless, but every endless is different than the first endless. You understand?
And basically, why stop at eight?
Huh?
Why stop at eight?
So you stop at eight because eight is a number which represents endless. Since seven is Teva, and eight is higher than Teva, once you've come to eight, you've basically demonstrated in number the idea that it's endless. Because if you're not going to stop at eight, Josh, then when are you going to stop?
Never
going to stop, but that also doesn't demonstrate endless, because if you every time you're counting, you're not you can count forever and ever, but you're still not properly portraying endless. Endless means that it's higher than counting, so it's not as
counting.
Huh? So when you come to 50, so the number 50 represents a certain Indian and Pini is called the Malam and Ateva, but it's only because it's a similar davar. But even if you counted infinitely, you still wouldn't be reflecting at every number that you're stuck every time you count another number. You understand? So Chanukah is a time that it's Nisgal of Or HaGanus, and Or HaGanus is connected to the Midah, to the sphere of Hod. K'vi shekosav b'nei Yisachar shechanukah hu milashon chinuch. We're inaugurating something. Mechanchim oisanu el hayamim habarim nekasenu yemei ha-geula. We're inviting, we're preparing for the Yemei HaGeula, boy nichye kulanu im Or HaGanus. It's a time that we'll be living with the Or HaGanus. Harbiya tamud v'sachriz. The Bia will get up and it will proclaim Havaya hu hu elokim. Like we said before, that on Pesach it wasn't Havaya hu hu elokim per se. It was the Havaya had to be minatzeich elokim. Par was modet elokim. Elokim is gematria teva, and the lamal minateva, which is nisan neis, had to be minatzeich the teva. But that's not the shleimas HaGeula, which is why when they left Mitzrayim, it wasn't the grand finale. But Chanukah has a lot to do with that grand finale, and that has to do with Havaya hu elokim. Vateva Yitzhak, and the Teva itself cries out, Yesh lanu chelek b'elokei Yisrael. We too fall into this picture which belongs to Klal Yisrael. Any questions so far? Let's continue. Zehu midas hod. So now how does this connect to hod? This Or HaGanus, this Hayda, if you could say. Mes Gabriel al ha'oyev loy mitach nitzachon. Ele mitach ha'or yesera achehu misbatal v'eino kayev. It's not that we overcome the enemy. It's that we shower a light onto the enemy where the enemy is moded that I belong to you. Understand? No? Mike, you're shaking your head.
I'm thinking about something else.
Oh, you're thinking about something else? Okay, good. But if not, if you don't understand, then there's reason why not to understand too, because it needs a hezber. It needs a hezber. But we're shining a light of Achdus Hashem, where even the Sitra Achra says, I belong to this light too. Meaning, it looked like we were on two different teams, but now that I see this light, I realize that we're not arguing about anything. We're really in complete agreement. No?
Don't we say that always in a way?
Hmm?
Don't we say that in a sense always?
How so?
You
know that because you're exposed to this light, because you've been taught that adept in the Achdus Hashem. But the Or of Chanukah introduced this musaq, meaning it brought a new light into the world where it became very clear this musaq. Now you you're tapping into that. You're saying, oh, listen, I'm so familiar with this yesod. It makes perfect sense. Yes, you're familiar with that. But it was only with the Nes of Chanukah that became clear. Meaning until then, every victory against our enemies was one which was biderech nitzuach. That there was an adversary, it put up a fight against Rabbanu Shlomo, and Hashem crushed it. The Nes of Chanukah was not like that. The Nes of Chanukah was that there was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he pushed the button of that light and he put it on maximum strength. And as soon as it was maximum strength, so that light overwhelmed, so to speak, the Sitra Achra, where you could say that it melted it, or it caused it to love and to agree and to be Maida. That was a Chiddush.
That's it. Connected to the Ara Torah being, you know, I guess, translated to Yubanus, and is that...
Yeah. But that's really what it means when we talk about... the Pasuk says... Yafta lokim liyafes v'yishkom bo leshem. So Yafis is Yavan, our leshem is us, and the fact that Yafis is Yoishe bo leshem, that they're moda, that we belong to the same camp. We're fighting because we thought that we were in two different parties, but I see that we're really just we're in agreement.
That's what Los Elo. That's right.
Right. Yeah. So that's why it's a chinach. That's why chinach is lashon chinach, because this is the first crack in the bria of this slate of Los Elo, where the whole world will be moida to this reality, to this truth. But it took place in a microscopic way with Yavan and Klai Yisrael at that time. So really, when we're sitting by the Neres Chanukah and we're enjoying the revelation of the Or HaGanos in our homes, and we're singing Shiras V'Tishbachos and Hodos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in some way that's already a dugma. A dogma kala as to the Metzius de la Asalava. Because remember, and this is a very interesting nekuda which we could be marachiv in, although I don't remember if he's going to talk about this, I don't think so, but let's just make the point now. According to the Rambam, Gemara, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, Ein bein Shibun Malchias Limaisa Geula Ella Shibun Malchias Bavad. We paskin like Shmuel, that the only difference, the only accomplishment that Ben David will bring is a bittul of Shibud Malchus. That there's been Mitzrayim and Bavel and Madai and Paras and Yavan and Raimi, and that there's not going to be Shibud Malchus anymore. And of course, the obvious question is, this is what we're looking forward to? We're looking forward to just the fact that there's not going to be any Shibud Malchus? Oilam kamin hago nahig, everything is going to be the same? There's going to be trucks in front of Eish Kodesh every few months, and then we're going to have to deal with that. That's all going to be the same, but just Shiva Malach is going to go away? Can't be. But what the Oymik is that Shiva Malach is, the Bittul Shiva Malach is, means that the Sitra Acha will be Mode to the Or HaGanos, to the singular light. Once the Or HaGanos is Nizgala, it really doesn't matter what's going on elsewhere. Even if the Olam is Kimin Hago Nahig, if you're living with the Or HaGanos, it doesn't matter what the Metzius looks like. So if you understand the Bittul of the Shibud Malchus to be, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu overwhelmed the Shibud Malchus, it wasn't that he's Menatzeach the Shibud Malchus, there's no Shibud Malchus because the velocity of the light is so great that they're Maida, Hashem Hu Elokim, and everybody's Maida to that one thing. That means that there's a gili of the Or HaGanos. As long as there's a gili of the Or HaGanos, there's nothing else which is necessary. Let's be mazved a little bit more. We say soif ma'isa b'machshava t'chila. We can understand the soif ma'isa from the machshava t'chila. Now, if we take a look at the Torah HaKdaisha, which ends in Parashas V'zayis Abracha, if we say about that, that's called soif ma'isa, at least from the Torah. We don't see, I mean, we have Nevi'im, but in the Torah of Moshe, the Sof Ma'is of the Torah is the death of Moshe. Now, how are we supposed to know, if we looked at the Torah, what the Tachlis of the Bria is by trying to look at the finale of the Torah? It's very hard to understand where Hashem is taking us. We see that He wants us to come to Eretz Yisrael. The Torah ends. We're not even quite yet in Eretz Yisrael. But it seems like it has something to do with Eretz Yisrael. But the Sof Ma'is of the Torah, Daisha, doesn't really tell us what we're in for. What's the tachlis of the bria? The way that we do understand is because of the klaus of ma'aseh b'machshava tchila. If we can go back to the machshava tchila and understand that properly, even though the Torah doesn't end with the sof ma'aseh, we should be able to understand from the machshava tchila what the actual sof ma'aseh is. Yeah, Yechiel? What is the machshava tchila of the Torah? Well, Bereishis bara Elokim. Without getting into the drashas there, let's just push it, read the Torah. Bereishis bara Elokim es shamayim v'sa aretz. The aretz is type of vayah. Vayomer Elokim yehi or vayehi or. The first thing which we see in Bria is something which is called Vayomer Elokim yehi or vayehi or. So it would seem that the machshava tchila has to do with yehi or. And we need Chazal to explain a little bit, because yehi or, from the Torah's perspective, just bepashas would seem like the reason why Hashem said yehi or was because you can't work if there's no headlights. I mean, somebody's got to turn the lights on. So it would seem that yehi or is only a hechatimsa to begin building the world. That's pashas pshat. No? Because as long as there was choyshech, so then nothing can happen. It's just a cold, dark world. Hashem first had to turn on the lights, and now we can get to work. Let's make the Rekia. Let's make Shemayim. Let's make the Oretz. Hashem, Mishvei, Reach, Behemas, Adam. Good. But it seems like light is only a Hechatimsa. Come along, Chazal, Tar Shabbat Pan, and say, no. We're not talking here about a regular light. This is a very special light. And the reason why it says Yehi Or Vayehi Or is because Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that there would be Rishayim. He was Magnus's Or Letzadik and Lasalavo, but realized that this is not an ordinary Or. Not an ordinary Or. With that understanding that we're dealing here with Or Haganah, we have a totally different Havana in the Tachlis HaBria, and we can now better understand how the Machshava Tchila is more around the Sof Maisa. And we've spoken about this before, especially with Lag BaOmer. If you take a look at Maisa Bereishis, and you look at the 6 days of Maisa Bereishis as a Koma Shleima, Sof Maisa of Maisa Bereishis is what? What's the grand finale creation? Yeah, Adam. Adam is the tachlis of Ma'aseh Bereishis. And although it may seem that if he was created last, that means that he's the worst, but it's not true. Everything was created as a shulchan aruch. So when Adam would come along, everything would be prepared for him. Acharon chaviv. So Adam is the tachlis. At least we saw Ma'aseh Bereishis, and the Or is the Machshava Tchila. So really, the tachlis of creation is that if we take the Adam, who's the Sof Ma'aseh, and we share with him the Or, which is Machshava Tchila, so then that's really everything in between is just commentary. The fact that that Hashem wants that the Adam should be zeichet to this Or is a very solid way of touching up what the whole Bria is about. Hashem wants that Adam should have this Or. If you understand that, and then you analyze Chanukah, which by the way is the Sof Maisa of all the Yomim Tovim. It's the last Yontif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, after Chanukah, there's no more Yomim Tovim. Rabbi Yisrael, it's not because after Chanukah, it wasn't possible to make any other Yontifs. There's been many times, many Yeshuas throughout our people, even after Chanukah, that could have deserved the Yontif too. So what's the pshat that after Chanukah it's Sof Kol HaNisim, there's no more Yontifs? Pshat is it? What?
Yeah, it's a return to the state in Gan Eden.
Yeah, I mean, this if you understand the Tachlis HaBria, this is what everything was leading to. This is the Yontif which touches up what the Bria is all about. It's a chinuch for the Asalav. I mean, this is already touching upon the purpose of creation. And you can even say that all the Yomim Tovim were only there in order to come to Chanukah. Even Pesach is a Hachana to Chanukah, because Pesach was only B'derech Netzach. It wasn't, you don't understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu properly if you think that Hashem had to overwhelm the Mitzrim, that there was a battle between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Mitzrim, and Hashem won. That's what Pesach is about. Comes on Chanukah, and once the light of Chanukah is revealed, it puts a whole new taish in what Pesach was about. And that's why Chazal say that Kadosh Baruch Hu made alilos with Paro. He made games out of Paro. Because if before Chanukah comes around, so it looks like Kadosh Baruch Hu had to make a mighty battle between him and Paro. with this weapon called Dam, and then this one with Tzvadeya, and there was a whole artillery, and it was a major melchama which is taking place. What does that tell us about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That he had to make a melchama against Paro? Could that be? So comes along Chanukah and says, of course not. Hashem was making a mockery out of Paro. It was a joke. He was playing games with Paro. But you only understand that properly when Chanukah comes along. Because Chanukah comes along, we see a certain achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when Hashem shines the light, he pushes the button on full blast, then everything melts and everything is megale, maida, and says, we're all one. Everything is one. And so therefore, when we take a look at Chanukah, and we understand that what is Chanukah? It's a yid who's sitting next to the candles. That yichud which is taking place by us and the candles, that we're sitting up to the candles, that we're madlikit, it's madlikas. What's taking place in that moment of lighting Neres Chanukah is a dugma, not just of what Chanukah is about. It's not about the yontov of Chanukah. It's an inyan in tachlis habriyah. Tachlis habriyah on some level has been fulfilled. We've come to a very important part on the Jewish calendar and in history with Chanukah, is that the Sof Ma'is and the Machshava Tchila has been accomplished. And so therefore, no need for any other Yom Tov after this. We've come to the place where Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be. No?
Are we waiting for Yisod Malchus, which is Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David? Is that?
Yeah. It has to do a little bit with Tu B'Av, Tu B'Shvat, and there's other things on the horizon too, but those are like going to be the toldos of Chanukah, which are also up and coming, but we'll have to wait to that time maybe to talk about that. You see this very clearly from when we say Haneiros Halalu, and we sing the Moaz Tzur, which I think everybody does, yeah? There's other things which could be said, should be said, but it's not as strong as the Moaz Tzur and the Neiros Halalu. Many say Mizmashir Chanukah Sabai Satavin, Vihinoyim, and Anabakoya. There's other things to say as well, but the main two is Haneiros Halalu and Moaz Tzur. That's very interesting. We've spoken about this in the past. If I just had the Nusach of the Moaz Tzur, and I didn't know, I was a rookie, and I didn't know anything about what Chanukah was, and somebody said, okay, here's the text of the Moaz Tzur. I was able to translate into English. Say the Moaz Tzur. You should know what's going on from reading the Moaz Tzur. You will not know from Moaz Tzur what Chanukah is about. You wouldn't, because Moaz Tzur talks about what? It talks about Babel. It talks about Mitzrayim. It talks about Mordechai and Esther. It talks about Yovan too, but it's not the first paragraph. It's the second to last. So how are you supposed to know from Moaz Tzur what this Yontif is all about? Also, in Haneiros Halalu, it doesn't say anything about the Melchama. Nothing. It doesn't say anything about the Shaman. It just says, Haneiros Halalu anachnu malikim al hanisim v'al haniflos the kohanim eilan rishos lishtamashim el idrus milvad kedei lahodes al halu. What are we being made about? You didn't say anything about the Melchama. You didn't say anything about the finding of the Shaman. So what are you talking about? The only thing you're saying is that these lights are here to look at them and to be made to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So from the two things which we have to say, which everybody says, if I take a step back and I'm like, okay, let me try to figure out what's going on over here from this, we would know nothing about Chanukah. How could that be? How can I be sitting here lighting these candles and not know anything about the Nes? We don't do that on Pesach. On Pesach, we're very clear. We have to hold up the matzah and say, matzah zushana ochlem al shuma. And if you don't do it, you're not Yotze. Yet on Chanukah, you don't do it, and you're completely Yotze. How could that be? Josh, how could that be? Because the teretz is because Chanukah, bepratius, has to do with Yovan. But there's a spectrum, there's a perspective of Chanukah, which is, don't look at me for what I am as a prat. It's tiny in comparison to what I really am. What I really am, says Ner Chanukah, is the tachlis of Ma'aseh Bereishis. The purpose of Ma'aseh Bereishis. This light has not only what to do with Yavan, it has to do with all the Nitzachot. It has to do with, it puts a new spin on Pesach, and it puts a new spin on Mordechai and Esther, it puts a new spin on everything. Because it shows the Mafreya that it was never the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu overwhelmed the Mitzvim, or overwhelmed the Bavloim, or Mordechai and Esther with Haman and Amalekim and Achashverosh. It was never that. It was always this or. But in the backdrop, nobody was able to see it. But now that you're able to see it, I want you to know that this or is touching everything Lamafreya as being different than the way you understood it before. It wasn't that Hashem had to contend with them. It was always that Hashem was waiting to reveal this light. But now that this light is revealed, you should be able to understand everything differently Lamafreya. Everything is not a netzach. It's not a nitzachon. Everything is a hod. Because since Chanukah is a tikkun of the pagam in hod, you can understand everything from the perspective of hod. So lemafreya, everything is just achdus Hashem.
So essentially you're saying, it's so clear, the reason why it's not in most,
a very clear paragraph which says, by the way, these lights have to do with Chanukah, is because that's tafel to the Iker. The Iker is, these lights have to do with everything in the Bria. All the Goliuses. Everything in Maisa Bereishis. Tachlis HaBria. The Tachlis HaBria is that Adam should be misanig with this R. That's it. And then he should give thanks for that. The only thing that Hashem wants us to do is to give thanks that we should be misanig with this R. So on Hanei Salalu, going back to that question, why don't we see anything about the Nes of the Shemen or the Nes of the Mulchama? The Teretz is because you would only be zeroing in on a prat of what this is about. But you'd be missing the big picture, and the big picture is much more important than the prat. The big picture is, this has to do with Tachlis Ma'aseh Bereishis. We get a mazel tov for coming to Chanukah. We finally reveal the light that Hashem wanted to reveal from the time that he was magnified on day one. There's a crack in the Bria now of the Oraganas. We see in this Oraganas where the world is heading. The Tachas is that it should be misachid with Klal Yisrael.
That explains why there's a usual halacha, like if heroes and there you make a bracha.
Yeah.
That's the reason?
Yeah.
And Pinyas.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're tapping into that.
Tapping in. There's a catcher which is being, yeah. You can even say so far is that Lahadlik near Chanukah, you could say is the Pratiyastika bracha, and Sha'as and Isil Avaseinu is the Klal Yisrael bracha. And even though a person who's Roya Saner can't make the bracha of Lahadlik, but he could make the bracha of Haroya, that's because the bracha of Haroya is even greater than the bracha of Lahadlik. Because Lahadlik requires, it's a pratyastika thing. It's Moira on the Nes. But the Nes is minimal in comparison to what, in a clawless way, Chanukah is all about. The Tikkun of Hod. Let's ask for a second to explain the connection between Hod and Or HaGanos. He had mentioned it, but let's be a little bit more specific. What we're seeing here is that there are 10 spheres, and the Or HaGanos flows through all of them. It's responsible for all of them. Yet, what we see at the end of the day, if I had to guess, which of these 10 spheres would be most connected to the Or HaGanos, I may not have said Hod. I may not have said Hod. But we see, obviously, through this whole discussion, is that Or HaGanos has a special connection to the sphere of Hod. That if I'm looking for the Or HaGanos and I delve deeply into Hod, I'll be able to find Or HaGanos there. Why is that so? So now, we've seen the pshat on some level, based on what he said before, is because what Hod means is that it's a haidah, it's a submission. It means that I am recognizing that there's an achdus. That I don't have to be menaseich the enemy as if like there's the Tzara Kedusha and there's the Sitra Achra, and the Sitra Achra has to be overwhelmed by the Sitra de Kedusha, as if there's some type of a milchama. There's no milchama. It's like the right arm and the left arm. They don't have to fight with each other. They're from one guf. They just have to cooperate and realize that they're working for one greater tachlis. But a little bit more of a pratius, the inyan of Hod, the sphere of Hod, has to do with humility. Hachna. Hod has many definitions. It could be to be modeh, to admit, to give thanks, and also bittul. And of course, they all go hand in hand. But the inyan of bittul in Pnimiyas HaTorah is the midah hakolelis of all midas. That's why you find in the Musa Sfarim very different mahalach than Talmid Baal Shem Tov. Talmid Baal Shem Tov and the Derech Baal Shem Tov is built primarily on Pnimiyas HaTorah. There's a new attitude, there's a new word of mahalach in Pnimiyas HaTorah, which is called ayin. It's not a word you see in the Musa Sfarim. This inyan called ayin is a mahalach in Avodas Hashem that if a person wants to be zeicha to this or, he has to make himself batel legamrei to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because this or hagana is like the overwhelming reality. And if a person to be zeichet to this or haganas, he has to be mevatel himself. And the more that he's mevatel himself, the more he's zeichet to that or. And that's called hod. The reason why hod is connected to the or haganas is because if a person wants to be zeichet to this endless or, he has to make himself endlessly nothing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then he makes himself into a kli mochshar to be mekabel that or. And like we said in the beginning, that's why Lag Ba'omer and Chanukah also go together. Lag Ba'omer falls out in the week of Hod, and it's also the sphere of Hod. And Lag Ba'omer is called Hod Shebehod. Hod Shebehod is actually Gematria near Chanukah. The two go together. And the reason why is because the revelation of Pnimiyas HaTorah, how a person is zeichet to Pnimiyas HaTorah, is through the midah of Hod. And so therefore, it's the underdog, Evan Masa Ben Rai Salushbe. Nobody would have thought that Hod would be the midah. But Hod is the midah of all midahs. When it comes to Pnimiyas HaTorah, how a person is zeichet to the Haganas. The Inyan of Bittul, the Inyan of Achna. And that's why the Keli, where we light the Ner Chanukah, has to be Lamata Me'asara Tzvachim. Matam Esar Tzvachim means like karka oilam, like you're like on the ground. Okay, it shouldn't be lower than 3 Tzvachim, but there's reasons for that too. But it has to be Lamatam Esar Tzvachim. Al Pidina de Gemara, it would seem, at least according to most Rishonim, that Lamatam Esar Tzvachim is the ideal place for the Ner Chanukah. Now in Halacha, many light by the window. But in Pnimiyas, the Iker place is to light, according to many, Lamatam Esar Tzvachim. Why? Because it depends. Bipratius. This is like a taich on this chilah. Really, in Ner Chanukah is about the nes of Yavan, perhaps, and we have to be mafaris in the nes. So if you want to be mafaris in the nes, and if you say that presuming nisa is the ikker, so then put it by the window so that everybody could see. Right? That may be true in Niglas HaTorah. That's what Moshe says, put it by the window and you're good. In Pnimiyas HaTorah, it's not true. The ikr about this Nes Chanukah is not to be mefarsim in the Nes of the Yavanim. It's not like Pesach and Purim and other Yom Tovs where we're talking about a Pratius Dika Inyan. We want that this light should bring into our home the Or HaGanos. So if you put it higher than Esar Tzvachim by the window, so you're basically saying that it's not that the Midah of Hod is what's ikr. The main Midah here is to talk about the Nes. Let everybody see the Nes. What are you interested in? Are being mefaras in the neis or revealing the or haganas in the bia? Because that's the tachas of bia. Well, if you're interested in the or haganas, then make sure that it's lamat mesar atzvachim. Because when it's lamat atzvachim and it shows that the keli is mevatel himself, I'm so low, I'm on the floor. You could step on me. V'nafshi kofar lakol tia. Then you become a keli to receive the or haganas. So you're choosing the klal over the prat. You're choosing the sof ma'aseh b'machshava tchila about the neis, rather than the pratiistic of what's this nes all about. But you see from the Haneras Halalu and you see from the Ma'oz Tzur, what's the ikr? The ikr is, let's talk about this nes of Chanukah, is the fact that it's a chinuch. Remember Rabbi say, chinuch Chanukah means it's a chinuch for the Asalavo. If you go with that mahalach, it has nothing to do with the Yavan. These lights have more what to do with what's going to happen than what did happen. That's what Chanukah means. It's a chinuch, a new chinuch of what's going to be the Asalavo. So if that's the case, so then in Pnimiyas, and this is what most chassidim do, you still light the Lamata Me'asar HaTzvach. Even if you have a window which is open up to Times Square, it makes no difference. You just put a Lamata Me'asar HaTzvach and by the dollars. But of course, these are two different attitudes. They're both right, either way, but one's Alpi Nigla and one's Alpi Pnimiyas. But as usual, Nigla is more focused on the Pratim, and Pnimius is more focused on the Kolim. It's more focused on Tachlis, as opposed to Prat. So Mamela, what comes out of this is that when the reason why, like the Rambam says, that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is chaviva ad ma'od. You don't find a lashon like that, but anywhere else in the Rambam, but any other yontif. Ner Chanukah is chaviva ad ma'od. It's a very, very chaviv. And this needs a biur, because why is it more chaviv than matzah? Why is it more chaviv than kriyas ha-megillah? Why? We wouldn't be alive today if we would have been never would have left Mitzrayim. We wouldn't be alive today had Haman had his way. We wouldn't be alive today had the Yevanim had their way. So why is it more chaviv? Well, the teretz is in Pnimius, is because the reason why it's more chaviv is because this has nothing to do with Nitzachon. It has nothing to do with the Neis, Bepratius. It has to do with this light is the light of Lar Haganas. And the reason why it's so chaviv is because since when did you ever have Lar Haganas come to your house before? Since when did you ever have a guest like this come into your house? Never. Even at the Seder, you didn't have a guest like this. It doesn't have all the levushim of Yantiv where there's an Issa Malacha and you're dressed up in your Shabbos clothes, everybody's sitting around the table with your fine. No, it comes in like Agav Urche. It's like, it just, everybody's busy and then it just comes into your house and it's there for half an hour and then I gotta go. That's why it's so important that we show the proper respect. When the Melech comes to the house, when the Organist comes to the house, that we sit by the or we look at it, and all the Sfarim say, you could see La Salavo, and you could see the Asidus in the Nair. It's a futuristic Gaor. It comes from a future place. It comes to Mafreya, to our homes, backwards, into time, in order to spend time with us. So from that perspective, so that's why it's not just about lighting the Nair. It's about, that's what we say in the Nair Sedlo, Ein Lenu Rishos this, Lishtat Elo, the Reis and Bavad. It's telling you, don't just ignore this Nair. If it's just about being Yoy to the Mitzvah, you could be Yotze, and then go enjoy your donuts. Yusuf Ganiyot. That works in halacha. It doesn't work in Pnimius. Because in Pnimius, it's not that you light the Nair to show the world what the Nais was. You light the Nair because you're bringing this guest into your house and you want to be mis'ached the Adam with the Or. You want to look at it. You want that your eyes should be laid upon the Or and that it should give back to you. And you should be nizdachich in this Allah through the Or. If that's the case, then there's a total different mahalach. And Ish Pnimi, he lights the Nair as Chanukah. And although they're calling him, he's saying, come, we're having the Chanukah party. Forget about the lights. You lit. Your yotze, come. Everybody's opening presents and singing and having sushi and so on. Come already. Come. He said, no. This half an hour, I can't invite a guest into my house and then just leave him to be by himself. If the guest is coming, especially a guest like this, coming for half an hour, I'm sitting a half an hour with this guest. We don't need to talk to each other. We don't have to have a conversation. Although some have do hispodidus by the Nair, and it's a very nice thing to do. Because you're talking to the Eibishter there. It's like a bechina of Shemona Esrei. It really is. And it's interesting because in the Kavanas of Shemona Esrei, you find the same Kavanah in Shemona Esrei. At the end of Shemona Esrei, HaMavarach Lom Shalom is the same Kavanah that Rehi has by Halakas Ner Chanukah. The Tachas of Shemona Esrei is that Bracha, HaMavarach Asam Yisrael Vashalayim. It's the same Kavanah that the Rehi has by Ner Chanukah. Standing in front of the Ner is like having a Shemona Esrei. And a person should feel like when he's in front of that Nair, there's nothing going else in the world right now. Your phone is off. Doesn't matter what's cooking in the kitchen. Doesn't matter what the kids are doing. Although it's geschmack to get them into it. They should appreciate too what's going on. Some people dance in front of the Nair. Whatever it is, your attention is on the Nair. Attention is on the Nair. For that half hour, it's a different half an hour. It's in a half an hour which is Mein Elam Abba. It's a half hour of Haidah. Like the Ramban says that the Tachas of the Bri is to be Moedet to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a futuristic time. It's a time of there's no Shibud Malchus. All the Shibudim in our life which are calling us, whether it's at work or in the home, wherever it is, it's a bittul to Shibud Malchus. The only thing which there is that when this light comes in, it's mevatel al Shibud Malchus. Everything else in the world is not nogeya, except these candles. That's what happens. I hope it was mevar a little bit the sigla. Hashem should give us a siyata to the Shema to be able to dig in, that we should dig into it. It should dig into us. It should reveal who we really are. We must achim with that or we should be zeichet to the true hiskalus of that or hagonus be as grel tzedek mehir v'minu amen.